Okay, to me, Ramadan is a holy month, and it has to do with family and forgiveness and being your best self. And this comes with fasting, which is the most popular thing, like, that people know it for, I guess. And the reason why people fast is because they want to be able to humble themselves, and Ramadan is all about, like, giving to the non-wealthy and also, like, considering others' perspectives. So the emphasis on fasting is important because we want to care about other people's perspectives other than our own. Yeah.
So you kind of touched on this already, but, like, even though it's a month of fasting, you were saying, like, it's a month of, like, contemplation on, like, how you can be a better person. So, like, are there any other ways that people, like, do that besides fasting?
Yeah, for sure. So, specific to my family, my mom is, like, no cursing. Like, you can't curse. Like, that's haram. Like, during this month, like, you have to be a good person no matter what. You have to ask people for forgiveness before the month starts so that you can fast on, like, a clean slate and so that everything is, like, accepted. And yeah, just overall being nice to others is a way to practice it.
Do you know where certain, like, where the tradition of fasting came from, or, like, why people do, or is it just, like, something that, like, you grew up with and, like,
So with my family, my parents are very religious, however I'm not as religious as them. I personally fast because of that emphasis on, like, learning perspectives and, like, being nice to others and humbling myself. And I think my parents do as well, but there's definitely an origin behind it that I do not know.
Thank you. So, a lot of people are, like, confused about, like, because there's no, like, set months for when Ramadan, well, not, at least not in our calendar. So, like,
yeah.
Can you explain, like, how timing works?
So it's really odd because each year it moves back, and that's based on, like, the full moon, actually. And so when you figure out when Eid is, that's when you figure out when Ramadan is, and that's all before. And Eid is based on, like, whether you see the moon, like, whether there's, like, a moon or not that you can see in the sky, the day, like, the last day of Ramadan. So when that is figured out, like, when we see that, that's when Ramadan is determined. And that typically happens earlier each year.
Oh, so, like, okay, yes. And last question, what, if anything, do you think Ramadan does that either supports or hinders the celebration of the holiday? Or not the holiday, but, like, the observance of Ramadan?
I think this year especially, Latin's done a really good job, or, like, the student body too. I want to shout out Noor Ahmed for creating the Latin Islamic Club, I believe it's called. I really appreciate her sending out an email to the entire school talking about, like, what Ramadan is, and then in addition to that, reserving a room for 10 minutes every single day during the month for prayer. I thought that was, like, really thoughtful and respectful of the Muslim community, for the Muslim community here at Latin.
Okay. Thank you so much.